Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. In Janice Cox's latest book, we hear the tale of a dollmaker who learns what success really means. Jan is a writer, a watercolor artist, and a person with many fingers and many pies. The retired teacher, Spencer Summers in Halliburton, is on the phone with us to talk about her latest project, a children's book called The Kingdom of Thrym. But before we get to the interview, let's listen to When You Recover from Peter Tichlar's CD, Better Things. And now to our interview with Janice Cox. Good evening, Janice.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Now, it's been a while since we've talked, so maybe we can give our listeners a little bit of a start by giving a little bit of background on you, especially for those who might not have heard that first one a couple of years ago. When did your interest in writing start?
My interest in writing started back in, well, actually when I was a teacher. I did a lot of writing. I was a public school teacher. I took English in university. So I have enjoyed writing for a long time, but my interest in writing really came when I gave my life to Christ in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you started, you said you've done writing in that over the years. Now, what kind of led you into the children's genre?
Well, I did teach grade one for a number of years and always wrote a bedtime storybook every Friday. So I would write poems or, you know, just something that I knew that they would want to read, and then we learned how to read it. So that was my beginning into children's type books.
Now, what made you decide to write your own stories to teach than, you know, use some of the ones that were already out there?
Actually, I didn't really plan to write a children's book, either of them. As I was journeying, I journal every morning around 6 o'clock. I read my Bible, and then I just write. And one morning, this story came out. The most recent one came out, and actually it was called Nopetto in the Kingdom of Thrym. So I don't know where it comes from. I just kept writing. The same happened with Taddeo Turtle. I wrote that poem, and I went, what am I going to do with this? So it has not been my plan. I am going to write a children's book. It's God saying, you are going to write a children's book.
Okay. Well, as you've been doing, you know, writing and that, have there been other writers that have influenced you?
When I was teaching, there certainly were writers that I enjoyed reading the stories to. Anything with rhyme, like Dr. Seuss, I loved that. Anything with fantasy or interesting characters. I at that point, I wasn't a Christian, strong Christian, so I just loved anything that had to do with learning something in a story.
Well, looking at it, too, one of the things that you've done is with Beau-Tati Eternal and now The Kingdom of Thrym, is you've done the illustrations. And that's kind of unusual, from what I understand, of the children's book market. It's usually you have the writer who writes the story, and either they team up with an illustrator, or the publisher teams them up with an illustrator. What made you decide to actually go the route of doing both the writing and the illustrations?
Well, I guess it's down to gifting again. I started painting in about 1995, not knowing why I was learning how to watercolor, just enjoying it, and started more seriously in 2008. So when Patio Turtle came to me, the story, I went, what do I do with this? And so I went to a workshop, and we were painting, and I said, I have a story. I wonder if I could do the illustrations. And that's how the first one started. I just did them in my workshop. And so when the second one came, obviously I was going to paint again because I'm becoming more confident in my painting. And I like to know, I see the pictures in my head, and it's very hard for a writer to express the picture to an artist.
Well, that kind of goes into sort of where I was going to go. Is how does that act of painting the pictures to illustrate it differ from the actual writing? And how do you make sure that because part of what's with illustration is you're trying to give a visual idea of what's happening, but not completely telling the story because you're using the words to do that.
Right. So I just found that I saw the picture. I do see pictures. When I've actually started to journal in a Bible, too, like doing artwork in a Bible. And so a Bible verse, I will see a picture. Sin is crouching at your door, right? I will see a lion ready to pounce. So when I was writing my children's book, I could see what he would look like. I could see the land of the Kingdom of Thrym. I could see the color that I wanted, and so I just painted it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what came first? Was it the story idea that came first, or the pictures? How did it work? How did that creative process work for you?
Definitely the story. The story was just written in one day during my journal time, and then edited forever. But the whole story came out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I went, am I going to do anything with this? And that story was actually written in 2013, and I just published Patio Turtle, which is the end of 2012. And I didn't do anything with it for a long time. I may have started a few paintings. I think the first painting of Yoj, who is the main character, I did then. But it's taken me the last 4 years to be able to feel confident enough to do this again.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with writer and painter Janice Cox. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Falling into darkness, calling out for help. This is such a senseless evil, you'll never figure out yourself. So you fall in with some travelers, mostly tattered and torn. They have come to Throne River for a safe place to mourn. Now we're following this river right back to its source before turning back to follow descent of the dove on the banks of Throne River in perfect mercy and love. We hear that there's healing all along these banks, and a mercy that multiplies, an overflow of thanks from the hearts of the broken, invited here to mourn by the banks of Throne River, where it's safe to be born. As they do in the songs, with pain that would be unbearable without the everlasting arms. So come on, all you hear, come all who are warm, let's go back to the Throne River, to be still, to be born.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Throne River from Peter Tichlar's 2014 CD Better Things. Today's songs are part of the Tim Trilogy, which Peter wrote as a tribute to Tim Bosma, the Ancaster native who was murdered in 2013, and the two men who were charged were recently convicted of first-degree murder and given life sentences. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Janice Cox. Janice, you mentioned that the Kingdom of Thrym, the idea came to you as you were journaling and as you were reading in that. What was sort of the real genesis of that idea? What was it that came to mind that kind of twigged the idea behind the Kingdom of Thrym?
I am still trying to find my journal from 2013 to really find out that answer to that question. What I can remember is that I was thinking about how we need to be with Christ all the time. And so I was thinking about what would happen if we were pulled away. And that's what happens to Yosh. He is actually happy where he's living, and he is full of life. But he gets pulled away by the lure of fame and fortune, and ends up in a shadow kingdom. And in that kingdom, it is not where he wants to be, and he cannot create anymore. So while he's there, he remembers that he didn't ask God until when he was ready to move.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he just left. So now he is in prayer, and God answers those prayers.
Now, you said that, you know, when that whole idea came to you, you basically wrote the story, you know, during your journaling time. You wrote everything down at once, and you spent, you know, the next long while editing it. And of course, any of us that are in writing know that the first draft is the first draft, and the real writing comes as you're editing and rewriting. But what was the challenge? Did you have any challenges as you were trying to work through this to getting it to the shape that it's in now?
Oh, definitely. Just the characters' names. When I decided that I was going to call him Yosh, which is joy backwards, I thought the character that I wanted that pulled Yosh away, and he's not evil, he's just a different person in our world, and I called his name Deers, which is greed backwards. But people have said, no, those words are too hard to say. I mean, you know, that they wanted me to stop that. I had to keep Yosh, because Yosh to me really is the whole point of the story. So I dropped the other character's name and called him Serge. But yeah, just getting the character's name to be right was a challenge. to get the idea of color going from a colorful Kingdom of Thrym into the Shadowland, my publisher, who is Sierra Tona Creative, helped me decide to put those in black and white. So those pages in the book are actually, they were painted in color, but they're turned into black and white.
Okay. So so they converted it into black and white rather than you just create the black and white illustrations for those sections.
They were a brownie color, but yeah. They were changed to black and white because we figured that that would really give the idea of the darkness without God.
Okay. What age group is Kingdom of Thrym geared towards?
It is 5 and up. There are words that are a little harder than Patio Turtle was ages 2 to about 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is the next step up. And I'm calling the group of stories Growing with God.
Mm-hmm.
Patio being the first one and this one being the second one.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference in terms of writing style that you need to do for, like you that you did with Patio Turtle to Kingdom of Thrym in terms of vocabulary, symbolism, metaphor, that type. How much can you do with a children's book in those areas?
Well, when I was writing Patio Turtle, it's in a rhyme. So I know children love rhyme. And that one just came out as rhyme. And, of course, I had to work on the rhyme. But that was the idea. This one is more a story-type book. But in both cases, I don't believe you have to dumb down words for children. There are still some words that they will have to learn. In Tadio, it was carapace, or the top of the shell,
mm-hmm.
on top. And I tell them that's what it is. There's a horticulturist in Kingdom of Thrym, with a meaning at the bottom. And I truly believe that they need to hear good language and good words. Look at the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It has great words. And they can figure this out. That's what parents are, to read the book to them and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you did both with Patio Turtle and also now with Kingdom of Thrym is you took your history as a teacher and it's sort of like you just can't get away from the teaching element. And you've got activities and questions at the back of the book. And I know I've seen a variety of children's books. Some have that, some don't. What made you decide to go the route of actually including things like, how to make a sock doll and the different questions that you have in there? What led you down that route of including that type of material in the book?
Well, I believe you have to read books to children as well as them reading them themselves. And then you have to extend that beyond just the reading. And when you do activities that are in the back, then they bring the book more to life. And the one about creating the kingdom of Thrym and Shadowland using blocks and Lego, that will allow them to say the story and use those materials. And the questions are for parents and for kids to be able to discuss the story.
Mm-hmm.
I also have an extended activity package that is actually free until June 28th, if you order the book. And I've gone and done 5 extended activities in different areas to help even do it more. And I'm going to be making more of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at some of the words in that, and you already talked about where the word Jaj came from that. Where did the word Thrym, the Kingdom of Thrym, where did that come from?
Well, it's pretty funny because it was supposed to be mirth backwards, but if you do it, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So it is mirth. That's where I was thinking of joy and mirth. And I always thought it was the right way until I looked at it and went, oh, the T and the H, they're wrong. But that's how Thrym came.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were writing the Kingdom of Thrym, and part of the story is the fact you talk about Yaj and Yoj and the fact that he didn't ask God whether he should follow through on some of the things that was being presented to him in that. But you also include this element with some of the other characters in there of that whole that whole aspect of finding what you're gifted to do and doing that as opposed to just simply finding something to provide you, you know, the money or the funds that you need to live. Is that something that just happened, or was that a theme that you actively pursued in the writing and rewriting stages?
No, that was there from the beginning, and I think it's just always been my thought. I have been totally on fire since 2001, since finding Christ, and since he has been leading me and guiding me in the different gifts I have. I think Jesus can do so much in our lives if we let him in. He will show us where we do the best. He will show us how to do it. This year, for the first time, I've been podcasting. I've done 66 programs for Hope Stream Radio, and I only do 4 minutes, but it's been so exciting to be able to actually put words that God is giving me into talking. And I think that's what we all have to do. We have to sit down and look at our lives and see, where is God leading me? And then go there.
Mm-hmm. As you were doing this, and as you were pulling all of this together, was there anything that you learned from publishing Tadio Turtle that helped you in developing and getting the Kingdom of Thrym out?
Wow, that's a big one. I guess in the last 4 years, I have taken so many courses, learned so much online. I took Tribe Writers by Jeff Goins, and it was tremendous in getting me going again. I found a launch team this year. I went out and asked them, and they are out telling people about the book. Yes, I definitely have used those 4 years to listen to God and to learn where and what and how to do this. It's not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I need to, looking at time here, we need to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up our conversation with author Janice Cox. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Sleeping Girl from the Better Things CD by Peter Ticklar. I'm your host, Robert White. I'm going to wrap up our conversation with Janice Cox tonight. Janice, I understand the book is just been coming out, and that have you had any response to the Kingdom of Thrym so far from people that, you know, you've sent it out to review, or just, you know, people that you've wanted to get connections with?
I've had great reviews on Goodreads. There's 30 of them up on there. And there's now, I think, 14 or 16 up on Amazon. And these are a lot of homeschool moms that are telling me how they love the book, Christian Homeschool Moms, and other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. They've been wonderful in their words of commendation
mm-hmm.
about the book.
You also mentioned earlier that Tatio Turtle and Kingdom with Thrum are part of what you're calling the Growing with God series. Have you sort of planned out how many books you're going to have in this series and what some of the next subjects are you're going to look at?
I'm not a great planner. Once again, I just wait until God gives me these things. I know that may sound silly.
Yeah.
I do not plan on what he's going to do. I need to see where he's going to lead me the next. And I'm not even sure where it is.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
So you don't have another book in mind at this particular point?
I did start writing one a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't get any further because there was so much else going on. So
right.
It could be that one, or mm-hmm. it could be something entirely different.
Now, where can people get a hold of a copy of The Kingdom of Thrym, or even just to find out more about you and your other works?
My website is Janis, J-A-N-I-S, Cox, C-O-X, .com, and there's a bookstore at the top of my website. It's also available on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. It should be in the... I've only just done this, so it should be in libraries, and it should be in bookstores very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the ebook should be up as well.
Great. Well, Janis, thank you.
The free thing I give up until June 28th is a free ebook as well as the extended activity.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Janis, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you for asking me.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight, and thank you to my guest, Janis Cox. If you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.